This one's an interesting one I want to bring up with you. Netball Australia finds itself and its Players Association in some urgent talks today ahead of tomorrow's second test of the Constellation Cup against New Zealand in Tauranga. Now, this is important because you may remember Netball Australia has been in deep financial trouble, having recorded losses of more than $7 million over the past 2 years. Hancock Prospecting have come to the party with a life-saving sponsorship. One of the most significant investments in netball, $15 million over 4 years, with 100% directed at the players, coaches and the Diamonds High Performance Program. But the players are threatening a revolt over it. They're not happy. This was revealed on Fox Sport. The Diamond players have raised issues about taking the netball court against the Kiwis wearing a uniform featuring the new sponsor logo. Netball Australia confirmed the new squad uniform had been delayed, quote, pending the resolution of outstanding matters relating to the player interim agreement and certain sensitivities. Hancock Prospecting, owned by Australia's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, recently named by Netball Australia as the multi-million dollar sponsor, it bankrolls Australian swimmers as well. Some players have concerns about the sponsorship, particularly when Indigenous player Donnell Wallum, now a member of the squad. How did this come about? Well, Fox confirmed that former Australian captain Shani Norder, a sports environmental ambassador, apparently addressed the playing group ahead of this test series and said, quote, this company is a company that doesn't suit Netball Australia's values. We've always stood up for social justice. We've always been anti-gambling, no smoking, and there were and are other avenues to source sponsorship. Lang Hancock's past and what he said in regard to Indigenous people is just not suitable for Australian sport. Netball Australia has always tried to be inclusive. We now have Donnell in the team. This is not a respectful way to act, and if Donnell wasn't in the team, we must do better. So, I just want to put it to a conversation that money is money worth your reputation and what you stand for as a person. This is from Shani Norder, former Australian netball captain. Netball Australia says we're committed to continuing these conversations and working with all parties to benefit the sport. So the $15 million sponsorship is all of a sudden thrown into doubt. Look, my view is, if you would disagree, if the Lang Hancock's extreme right-wing views on Australian government and First Nations people were pretty abhorrent. But he's been dead for 30 years. Is it right and fair to punish this company now and Netball Australia today for those old and outdated views of the past? Well, I say it's not. Without this sponsorship, I don't think there is Netball Australia. Are the players right to take a moral stance against Hancock Prospecting for the views that were held by the founder of the business all those years ago? The athletes in Swimming WA, Synchro Swimming Australia, many other top-level Olympic swimmers, Rowing Australia, and Volleyball Australia, who were all supported financially by Hancock Prospecting and Gina Rinehart, don't think so. They all think Gina Rinehart's doing a fantastic job putting her money in with Hancock Prospecting to support and encourage sport. Netball's been on its knees for bad financial management and mismanagement, got themselves into a $7 million hole. Hancock Prospecting's come along and put $15 million on the table. And are the players being a little bit precious now, not wanting to wear the Hancock Prospecting logo in the series tomorrow and forcing their hand? I think they are. Do you agree? 133-882 on the open line. Stick around, folks. We're going to be talking the Everest. We'll try and find out if there's a winner other than the hot favourite Nature Strip next. It's coming up to 14 past 7. Australia now is...